Ladies and gentlemen, you're now seeing scenes from the streets of America. Some police forces are being told to stand up for themselves and do their job. And when that happens, it looks a little something like this. You want to mess with us? Prepare to get your ass beat. But these people really think they can go up to cops and bash them over the head with skateboards and throw things at them and stand in front of their vehicle when they're trying to leave a scene and talk smack, get in their face, spit on them, throw punches, and just get nothing? And then they sit back and they say, oh, leave him alone. Oh, don't hurt him. It's like, oh, yeah, he just tried to break a window of a police car. That guy just tried to bash him with a skateboard. Another guy threw a frozen water bottle at him. This other guy spit on him. Oh, my gosh, what are you doing to that innocent man? We're beating his damn ass. That's what we're doing. But see, this is actually sad, folks, because this is all contrived by design by George Soros and the Democrat Party and the Chinese Communists with the mainstream media as their platform, as their call dogs, as Pavlov. So, yeah, you know, they're just supposed to be allowed to attack police and break their car windows and hit them in the head with skateboards and throw things at them and punch them and spit on them and insult them. And then when they get arrested and they get their ass beat, well, then they cry to mommy. Kind of like the footage we aired yesterday. Lady's at a protest, has her sign stolen, calls the police, screams in their face, they leave the scene. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a big and busy broadcast coming up today. We're going to have Michael Graves and Frank Kavanaugh in the third hour to discuss how the music industry has been targeted against America. Again, with the Chinese communists in mind. But you know what? Now that we have the full studio shot, you now see for the first time, if you are a viewer at Infowars.com/show or band.video or warroomisraw.com, you can now see in its glory the Super Alpha Male Championship belt, the Infowars Super Alpha Male Championship belt, brought to you by Super Male Vitality and Alpha Male at InfowarsStore.com. You can see the belt right there. Now, first time this belt has ever been shown on television. There's nothing, never one like it, probably ever. It's definitely not a replica of one. Totally original. And I will be hoisting that belt at approximately 5:55 Central. Approximately. Now, there is a competition I have to win first, but I do plan to mop up that competition in a push-up contest. And so we've had some people, we've had some other names mentioned that may be in this competition. Rob Dew is thinking about getting involved, but he's worried about the ref's ability to count. I'm pretty sure that Scott can count to two, so I don't think that will be a problem. Darren McBreen is probably going to take place, but we need to have EMT on standby in case his back breaks in the middle of the competition. Derek on the crew was thinking about getting involved, but his twig arms might just break, and we can't have that. He runs the board. And then I heard Rex Jones was running around here thinking about getting involved, but apparently he's a little too sore to do a push-up. Apparently a little too much soy in Rex's diet. So I'll be hoisting that at about 5:55, but we got a lot coming up before we get to that point. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Lots of news, lots of videos. The InfoWars War Room is raw.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's you know, great at work, but this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and in some ways even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 Nascent Iodine for yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, June 12, 2020. This is the InfoWars War Room is Raw, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, broadcasting live at InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and WarRoomIsRaw.com. I've got a lot of news to get to. I've got a lot of videos to get to. And I think we only have our two guests today. Is that right, Scott? Just Michael Graves and Frank Cavanaugh in the third hour? So we may even have time for some phone calls if I can stay focused, do my due diligence, and get to this. You know, yesterday, we were pretty critical of President Trump. And so I kind of wanted to change my normal news aggregation last night just to get a different angle. And it was, what's interesting is that what the Q movement has done has created a portion of the Trump support base that no matter what happens will always support Trump, because at the end of the day, they really believe that there's a big plan and that Trump is running the whole show. Now, what I don't understand about the Q people who really are totally in belief of this is how come every time there's some big thing that doesn't happen, you don't start to question it? Oh, there's a bunch of rescued children on the Navy hospital ships. For example, last night, the Q movement claimed there's going to be a huge release, or this morning or something, of all the documents of Spygate. But as far as I can tell, nothing new has happened. But so it's, the reason why I'm saying that is not whether the information is real or not. It's just, there's a whole portion of Trump's base that has this carrot in front of them that will always support Trump no matter what, because that carrot is always there. There's another portion of Trump's base that I think we were representing last night that is just confused. You heard the callers. Where's 2016 Trump? We were seeing a lot of tweets, but not a lot of action. Hey, all these bad things are happening. It's happening under Trump. All fair points. But I think that where we're at right now, the biggest moves that Trump can really make will really have the most impact in November. And who knows if Trump is making these moves or not. But the big one, is all the illegal voting that's been going on in this country for so long, which is the Democrats' ticket to office. If you knock that out and you have a 2020 election, there will be next to nothing in Congress with a D in front of its name. Almost nothing. And so then what does that do for the future of America? Now, my biggest qualm with waiting till November to solve a lot of these things or to make a lot of your moves, banking on having a massive turnout in the election, is that we've got just under 150 days until that day, and there is so much that the evil forces aimed against this country are going to pull. So much. And if we have no action till then, I don't know if we survive it. They're going to have another pandemic. This time it may be real. They're going to hoax another hate crime or another police event or something like that. Or they'll stage some mass shooting. They may just do it all with an alien invasion cherry on top. They may just throw everything they've got, folks. That's the level we're at. And it's just incredible. I think we have the clip here of Biden. I think it's, is it clip six, guys? It's incredible to listen to Biden say this because it's a total projection. It's a total projection of what they're trying to do, just like everything else they've ever done. Faking Trump committing treason, they were committing treason. Quid pro quo with Ukraine, that was Joe Biden. Now, there is some other random news on that that I'll get to, but listen to Joe Biden projecting everything that the Democrats and the globalists and the Chi-Coms aimed against America represent and want to do. Biden admits it with reverse reality.
This president's going to try to steal this election.
That's what they're doing for Joe.
This is the guy who said that all mail-in ballots are fraudulent.
Have you ever
considered what would happen if the election result came out as you being the winner and Trump refused to leave?
Now, hold on. Pause it right there and rewind it, because I want to explain this real quick for the audience. That question was given to Trevor Noah by Joe Biden, or Joe's handlers or his people or whatever. Trevor Noah's IQ is probably very low. And I feel bad talking trash on these TV heads like Trevor Noah, because you know what? Maybe he's a good guy. I don't know him. Maybe we even get along. I don't know the guy. But you know what? It's sad, Trevor, because you've put yourself on the train of anti-America. You've put yourself on the wagon that's trying to come into my country and burn it to the ground. So I may like you, Trevor. You may be a great guy, but I'm sorry. The wagon you're on is trying to destroy my country. So we're looking right at you, bud. So you better hop off or get ready. And so he's given this question. So let me just explain. He's given this question by Biden's people so Biden can give this soundbite and this response. So go back to this question that Trevor's about to ask and understand. This is a setup question by Biden's people that Trevor goes along with because he's in on the ride. It's all about getting Trump. And so he asks it so Biden can give you this response, folks. It's all planned. And that's after Biden admits that they're trying to steal the election. So here it is.
Have you ever considered what would happen if the election result came out as you being the winner and Trump refused to leave?
Yes, I have. And I was so damn proud. Here you have four chiefs of staff coming out and ripping the skin off of Trump. And you have
it's all planned.
Rank and file military personnel.
Joe Biden can't even speak, guys.
We're not a military
state. But he answers this.
This is not who we are. I promise you, I'm absolutely convinced they will escort him from the White House with great dispatch.
Wow, Joe, awfully confident in that answer for the first time in years, because it was scripted, folks. It's all scripted, just like everything they do right now. But here's Joe Biden, who yesterday couldn't even speak with a mask dangling from his ear. Now he's on Trevor Noah. And he's got the script because they realize now that's what they have to do. So they've given Biden the delegates. This is a guy who can't think. This is a guy who is seriously suffering from dementia. It's very sad. So they give Biden the delegates. They give Biden the media. They give him everything. Even though he's so senile, he can't even do a real speaking event. And so now they're just going to cancel all events. Probably Biden won't have another rally. And they'll probably even cancel the DNC. And all Biden will do is little speaking engagements like this where he can be totally scripted and it's not even live, so they can cut it up and edit it because he just can't even speak in public anymore. And he may even be level where he's crapping himself. So that's what the Democrats are going with, but it's not even that they're going with Biden. They're just going with total corruption. Biden just represents total and complete political corruption. Biden just represents 40 years in politics with so much blackmail on him, it's not even funny. It's like you get to a level where you have so much blackmail on you and you're just like a joke. That's Biden level. That's what the Democrats are going with. So Trump, but see, they don't want these optics. Trump's going to have 30,000 people in Tulsa. I mean, this is going to be huge next Friday. See, Biden couldn't get 300 people at an event. They can't have that, folks. When they're trying to steal the election, Biden can't fill a high school gymnasium. Trump's filling NFL stadium level. Then they're going to try to steal it from him. It's not going to fly. So they can't have that. So they're going to just cancel all Biden events. He's only going to be virtual. They probably won't even have any rallies. I mean, we'll see. There's no doubt even if Biden gets back on the scene, there's no way he'll ever talk longer than 30 minutes. I bet you Trump goes for over an hour on next Friday when he'll be in Tulsa. All right, when we come back, we'll play some of these other videos that we have. Some of the stuff that's taking place with Ilhan Omar calling for the shutdown of the police. Stats being used on CNN that stopped in 2016, but then they somehow blame Trump for them. Yeah, it's that level, folks. It's clown world level over there on the liberal progressive side.
I was talking to my Patriot supplier, Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run. And I think down the road, they'll be defeated. But we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high-quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so, populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. Infowars.com.
It's finally here, introducing the first of its kind nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health, as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
Infowars.com/show.
Here's the truth. The media in this country is so out to get you, it's haunting. It's so evil. ladies and gentlemen. And I could sit here and explain it. I could explain how Soros and the media are behind all this rioting, lying, and using black people as pawns. It's really sick and evil. I know you know it. And so instead of just even start rolling down the hill, I want to go right to some of these clips to prove it. And guys, let me know if we do get clip 17 censored, because it kind of is like the end cap on all this. But let's start with Ilhan Omar, who, why this woman isn't behind bars or back in her home country of Somalia is really beyond me. But I guess it would be even sweeter to have her just lose an election in 2020. But let's listen to this anti-American terrorist in Congress in Minneapolis, Ilhan Omar.
I will never stop saying, not only do we need to disinvest foreign police, but we need to completely dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department. The Minneapolis Police Department is rotten to the root. And so when we dismantle it, we get rid of that cancer.
You like that? You like that, Minnesota? You like a little Somali terrorist running your town? Yeah, they're going to dismantle the police, all right. And then it's going to be total carnage. And you're in every Democrat city is going to be totally run down and destroyed. And it's going to be like Chaz, where they try to grow plants on top of cardboard. And they have a whiteboard with all their needs on it because nobody has any money or a job. Yeah, that's what Ilhan Omar brings. And then she'll marry her brother. They'll probably put out like, you know, 10 retarded babies or something. I'm sorry, that was rude. But she did marry her brother, so that was true. Now let's go. So there's Ilhan Omar, an anti-American terrorist in Minnesota in Congress up there. A total fraud, a total anti-American fraud. But here's a real American patriot with real guts who goes out on the streets during a BLM protest and tells the truth, a total act of bravery from this woman. I'm not sure her name, but listen in.
I'm not doing this in the name of black people. There's plenty of black people on this block. Y'all know what y'all doing. Y'all doing this for George Soros. Y'all getting paid. Y'all getting paid to destroy people's businesses. That's what y'all doing. Y'all don't care about black people. Y'all won't go to the hood. Y'all won't go to the hood and tell black people Black Lives Matter. Y'all won't go to South Chicago and tell them Black Lives Matter, will you? None of y'all in the ghetto. None of y'all in the hood. And then look, this chick I saw on camera hitting me. I want to press charges on this chick right here. I want to press charges. I'm pressing charges on you. I'm pressing charges on you. I got you on camera. Black Lives Matter, right? This is how they treat black lives. This is how they treat black lives. This is what they do. Black Lives Matter. Y'all fraud. Y'all a fraud. Y'all a fraudulent. Y'all a fraud.
Why are you at church?
You're a fraud because I love Jesus. You're a fraud. Fraud. Black Lives Matter. Black lives don't matter. They don't care about
No, I'm only assuming this woman is black because of what she says. When she says this is how they treat black lives, I assume she's talking about them harassing her, but I don't know that. But I didn't have to censor that video. Now, why would that be? Well, because this is a American patriot, a God-fearing woman who can give an impassioned speech out in public without having to drop an F-bomb and a curse every 5 seconds, which is why I can't play the leftist video right now, because it's literally an F-bomb every 5 seconds. We can't play any of the leftist videos because it's always just F-bomb, 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 and all kinds of other words. And so that's just how it goes. Do we have that video ready? I'm sorry. So this is the polar opposite, and this is how you get treated in Chaz if you're a honky. They're literally chanting, "Who don't matter?" And they say, "This MF-er." And they chant him out of town, out of Chaz.
Most people have been following my stream.
You want me to pull your panties down? I'll pull your panties down, boy.
You said that all lives matter, but you cannot do
it. You can't say all lives matter or you're racist. Here, go back to the beginning, because he says all lives matter, and then they say, F you. And then they say, this guy don't matter. Play it from the beginning.
Hold on,
Yeah, you don't matter. You're a whitey. You don't matter.
This who don't matter.
No, no, it's a problem of racism against black people in this country. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, clearly, yes. And then here's why this is all going on, ladies and gentlemen. Because you have news networks like CNN who tell you how racist America is, and they blame Trump, and then they show you statistics with data that ends in 2016. I'm not even kidding. Roll the clip.
White people make more money than blacks do, period.
It's 2016, median by household.
Even if they're in the same job.
All these stats are from before Trump was even in office.
Now, as it was the year Dr.
And the bottom line, systemic racism exists in the United States, and they show all these graphs with Cuomo talking.
Not relatively, and relativity matters.
All the data that you just showed, Chris, was from Obama. All of it. But it doesn't matter. It's not about the truth, folks. It was never about the truth. It never will be about the truth. That's why these people are so dangerous. That's why these people are the enemy of America. Chris Cuomo goes on national TV and tells black people how you have systemic racism in the United States and it's Trump's fault, and he shows you data before Trump was ever even in office. But I mean, hey, they Jussie Smollett'd. They Russian collusioned. They Ukrainian quid pro quo'd. They Stormy Daniel'd. They pee-pee dossier'd. They faked a pandemic. They told you to stay home and promoted rioting. I mean, what more do these people have to do to destroy this country before America shows up at their doors and burns their houses to the ground? Oh my gosh, this is incredible. I didn't even do this. The crew just did this. So this is the actual statistical data post-2016 since Trump got in office, and black medium household income has reached higher levels previous to like the 90s. This is unbelievable. So Cuomo shows you the graph. Hold on. Superimpose that again, guys. Cuomo shows you the graph and right there in 2016, but he shows it when Trump is not even in office. And then you look at the data from when Trump is in office, and the data just goes straight up, and it shows how Trump is helping black people. Everybody knows that if they do their research. Black unemployment record lows. Who destroyed that? The Democrats. When they closed your business for COVID, when they told people that this country was racist against blacks, so go out and burn and loot and steal. So who really hates black people in this country? It's CNN. It's Democrats. Black people were doing better in America than any other time in modern history, and the Democrats and CNN destroyed that. So CNN and the Democrats hate black people. Proven. There's the proof.
The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker. Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you,
It's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children. Never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. You're listening to the sworn enemy of fake news. It's the War Room.
All right, I want to go to another video here, and then I'm going to get to some news. We're going to have some time for some phone calls today in the second hour. By the way, I've been giving the White House and Trump a hard time on messaging. Here's a total victory on messaging right here. They put out a limited edition Baby Lives Matter infant one piece. Look at this. So they mock up the Black Lives Matter logo, and then they put it Baby Lives Matter, and they have it in red here on the onesie. And so if you have a young one in your family and you'd like to get this, this is limited edition. And here I am promoting a Donald Trump product the day after I harassed him for about 3 hours. But no, this is great. This is total victory right here. This is how you win with messaging. And it's now time to plaster this on billboards with a Trump 2020 next to it. Bingo, total victory. Because even the most hardened leftist that stands up for BLM will know in their heart how many black babies have been aborted in America in the last 10 years. A million? How many black people have been killed by cops? 1,000? So do black lives really matter to these people? No. No. Politics matters to these people. And by the way, it's now been totally blown out of the water how Black Lives Matter is just a front for the Democrats. It's just a money laundering operation, really. I mean, think about how evil the Democrats are. They're the party of the KKK. Literally, the KKK, you can't be the KKK anymore. We're not racist. So they just start the Democrat Party and get into politics. And then the Democrats use black people to stay in politics. and then they use tax dollars to keep them down. Think about how sick these people are. And then they create a group called Black Lives Matter to pretend like they care, but they don't really care. They don't care about all the black people killed during the riots. They don't care about the black soldiers that get killed overseas. They don't care about the black police officers that get attacked. They don't care about the black babies that get aborted. So it's all a total fraud, but it turns out it's just a money laundering operation for the Democrat Party. Oh, and then it makes sense because you see the Google graph and how Black Lives Matter goes boop, 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 right before an election. And then afterwards it goes doo, 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 doo. Because you can't do that thing year round. That's a once every 4 years pummel money bomb. So yeah, just like Planned Parenthood. I mean, think about how evil these people are. Just like Planned Parenthood. Money laundering operation for the Democrat Party. These people are so sick, man. And here's another one. Hakeem Jeffries, this sick psycho. These are sick, evil people, folks. I'm sorry to be redundant. It's just, I don't know what else to say. These are sick, evil people. They really are just very evil. Really, really evil people. And so here's Hakeem Jeffries pretending to care about black people so that he can steal money from you. And listen to how Dan Bongino handles it here yesterday on Capitol Hill.
Dead Walter Scott. Dead Oscar Grant. Dead Yvette Smith. Dead Stephon Clark. Dead.
Here's Hakeem Jeffries just listing off the names. None of them the white names, though. There's more of those.
George Floyd.
Oh, there it is.
Dead.
George Floyd, the big guy.
But Mr. Bongino, the police are at times able to show restraint under very difficult circumstances. Is that correct?
Of course.
Let's review a few examples. In 2012, James Holmes entered a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, and opened fire on an audience.
Here, pause it real quick, because here's the funny thing. Listen to the names he mentions, and if you know it, you'll know what he's talking about. You'll know the stories he's talking about. Listen to the names he's mentioning, the stories you're talking about. And it's odd that he goes to racism, because I think of something else. I think something else is fishy when I hear this, but he goes to racism. But I'll let you put those pieces together. Let's go back.
And injuring 70. Mr. Holmes was heavily armed with an AR-15, 12-gauge shotgun, and 40 caliber handgun. Yet he was taken into police custody outside of that very same movie theater without incident.
Yeah. How is
Spongino, that? James Holmes is white. Is that correct?
I'm not sure of his background. I don't know James Holmes personally.
He's white. 2014, Dylan Roof massacred 9 black parishioners at Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston. Mr. Roof was heavily armed with a high-powered Glock, 45 caliber pistol, and 88 rounds. The police somehow arrested Dylan Roof without incident and even treated him to Burger King.
Rob Mr. Bongino, says he just was in studio.
Dylan Roof.
Holmes was passed out in
white.
His car.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't know where you're going with this. So if he's white, that doesn't make him any better. Or it was an awful thing he did, whether he was white or black.
Correct.
I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Dylan Roof was white. And last year,
he's awful.
In El Paso, Texas, Patrick Crucius killed 23 people and injured dozens during a shooting rampage. He used an AK-47 and was heavily armed. Yet somehow he was arrested without incident. Mr. Bongino, Patrick Crucius was white. Is that correct?
Sir, I have no idea of his... I don't know his parentage.
He was white.
Again, I don't know why you're making a racial thing.
Reclaiming my time. Yeah. Because black lives matter, sir.
Yeah, all lives matter, sir. Every single life matters.
There it is. There's their campaign
white, black,
plug.
Asian,
Professor Butler, you have heavily armed mass murderers in places
like... Now he goes
like
to a Georgetown
Aurora,
professor. This is what your
Charleston,
kids get in college.
...and El Paso. Somehow apprehended by police without incident. That's the point, sir.
I arrested those people, sir.
Innocent.
You didn't.
Innocent, unarmed African Americans are repeatedly killed in police encounter after police encounter.
So are white people, but Hakeem Jeffries is racist.
Is it fair to say that the difference, which seems explicable, in police behavior somehow relates at least in part to race?
In law and in police practices, black lives do not have the same value that white lives have.
All we simply want is for every single community, regardless of race, to be able to breathe the free air of liberty and justice.
Oh, you know, go right to hell.
That's what the Justice in Policing Act is all about.
What more do you need to see, folks? What more do you need to know about these people? So, I mean, you saw it all right there. Now, I hear those guys at the mass shootings don't get arrested or don't die during the arrest. And I definitely ask some questions. Very suspicious indeed. Nothing to do with race, I'll tell you that. I'm not racist. I'm not a psycho. But you notice how he gets the campaign plug in there too? Black Lives Matter, sir. That's a campaign plug. That's a donate to me plug. Sick evil. Sick evil. And then they go to the Georgetown professor and what does he say? Black lives have less value in the eyes of law enforcement. Another sick person who's teaching your children. By the way, I guarantee you. In fact, let's see if we can even look up police demographics. I guarantee you there's more minorities in the police force, quote unquote, per capita than white people. Who do you think is in the police in Chicago? It's mostly black people. Who do you think's in the police in D.C.? It's mostly black people. But yeah, you know, the crew was asking, he's like, wait a second, when is he going to mention all the people that were killed in Chicago and not arrested? Think about that. He doesn't mention any of those people. Oh, I'm sure those people were white too. I'm sure a bunch of honkies were running around South Chicago shooting people up. Actually, I doubt that. I doubt many white people would even show their bare ass in South Chicago. But we're going to have it on the other side, folks, the demographics of the police. Because I guarantee you, if you break it down, it just like every other statistic, it just destroys the Black Lives Matter narrative.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
I was talking to my Patriot supplier, Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run. And I think down the road, they'll be defeated. But we're going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high-quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind.
pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and, in some ways, even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 Nascent Iodine for yourself.
Hey guys, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I want to tell you about something that I think has really helped me out and I think can help you out too, especially if you have any problems sleeping, and that's Knockout. Let's face it, our life patterns have been disrupted by this lockdown, this government-imposed imprisonment, and it has definitely affected my sleep schedule. But one thing that has helped is Knockout. I take one pill about an hour before I want to go to bed, and boom, I get a great night's sleep. And just this past Memorial Day, I took two of them, fell asleep about 1 a.m., woke up at 8 a.m., ready to go. It really has made a difference in my life, and it can make a difference in your life too. If you don't get any sleep, you're going to be a grouch. If you get great sleep, you're going to be on point. You're going to be mentally focused. You're going to be ready to take on the day. And right now, Knockout is 50% off. It's less than $15 a bottle. You get 30 capsules. Give it a try today. It's at a great price right now, and it can really help you get the sleep you need, especially in these tough times. It's Knockout, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, so we've got, go back to that graph, guys. We've got the graph here. This is just, I believe, 2018, the latest numbers as far as the demographic breakdown of police. And the two groups that have a higher portion of percentage in police than in population are whites and blacks. And there is nothing here for Latino, I guess, so I don't really know how to put that in there. When we go to the other statistics, though, they do have that in there. But so there you can see that there's more, a higher percentage of black people in the share of police than in the share of population. Okay, so now let's go look city by city here. We'll just go to a couple major cities. But I would guess in most major cities, we did look at New York and it wasn't close, but I would guess most major cities, it's probably close to, if not more than, the population share of people in police than in the population. So here's Austin. It's higher here for the black police share than the population share. Hispanic is way lower. White is way higher. For whatever reason, Asian people just don't get into police work. Maybe that's a smart thing. I don't know. So that was, all of this raw data seems to be old, almost 10 years old. So we're just going through it. Guys, just pull up another city, like pull up Chicago, for example. Let's see what Chicago looks like. I mean, we just like to go off of numbers here. But, you know, it's all dumb anyway. Because it's like, why are we even having this debate? Why are we even having this discussion? Because they have all this made up crap about racism in America and police brutality in America. So if you want the stats, guys, what is this website you're looking at? This is government earning the future of states and localities. So all the data is there, but they'll never go to that. But hey, I'm sure those black cops are racist against black people too, because that makes sense. Yes. All right. We got a lot more coming up, including your phone calls in the second hour. Remember, before the show is over, I'll be hoisting that belt right there over my head. It's a pretty bold prediction. There's some other people around here that think they can do more push-ups than me, but I doubt it. That is the Super Alpha Male Championship belt right there. The InfoWars Super Alpha Male Championship belt brought to you by Super Male Vitality and Alpha Male at InfoWarsStore.com. There will be some other challengers on the floor. Not sure how many. Some of them may quit just out of sheer cowardice before we even get to the moment. So, but we'll see what happens, folks. That's coming up in the last segment of today's show, along with a new episode of Grunions. But this is all made possible by your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And, you know, it's a weird thing because I see all these people going viral on social media doing videos like I would be doing, like I used to do. And it's a relief because there's a level of stress like, oh, man, we've been deplatformed. We're censored everywhere. We don't have these live streaming capabilities, which we will have soon. We're working on some things. I'll just leave it at that. All thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. But, oh, boy, is that McBreen training? He better rest up. We've got backstage footage of McBreen training right now. He's taking this very seriously, folks. He's taking this very seriously. All right, well, Darren McBreen's ready to go, no doubt. He's eating an InfoWars Life protein bar right now, too. Is that fair? Is that legal? Do we have a bylaw on that? All right, the ref says he'll allow it. You can get your InfoWars Life protein bar at InfoWarsStore.com. The vanilla coconut is on sale right now, 60% off. Alongside with Brain Force Plus, BioTrue Selenium, Real Red Pill Plus. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen. But if you think you got what it takes to be the Super Alpha Male Champion, you'll probably want to go to InfoWarsStore.com, get some Super Male Vitality and some Alpha Male at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let me play a couple more videos here for your viewing pleasure before we go to this break and enter the second hour. You know, here's what the media won't show you. Let's go to clip 13 here, guys. This is what the media won't show you. They're going to sit here and say how racist everything is and how, oh, black people and white people, and they want to build this whole thing up and they want to divide us so they can conquer us. Well, that's not what America is like at all. And people are not born with a racist bone into their body. They're taught racism. And so if you want to know what it's really like in America, if you removed the propaganda of the media from it, this is what it would look like.
What are you doing?
So it's a couple girls who are reunited, two best friends, after 3 months of quarantine. And it just so happens it's a young black girl, a young white girl. And do you think they care about skin color? Do you think they care about... Do you think they think there's racial injustice or racism between them? I don't think so, folks. Just two humans that just love each other. But see, the media will never show you that. Television will tell you that that's not even possible in this country. Even though that is the dream come true of Martin Luther King right there. That's Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream come true in the year 2020, but the media hates that, and so they're going to show you George Floyd all day. Yeah, you remember this one. This was from, I think, last year or 2 years ago, maybe even longer now, actually. These boys are probably like 2 or 3 years old, probably can't even think about skin color yet, and they get reunited on the street, and it's a black boy and a white boy, and they're just loving it, playing with, I think, like a little Tonka toy or something. So this is what America really looks like. You remove the Democrat Party with their racism. You remove the mainstream media with their propaganda. You stop all that division from happening, funded by George Soros. This is the real America right here. Doesn't get any better than that. They never show you that on TV. They'll show you George Floyd for, what are we going on now, 72 hours probably combined? This, 0 seconds. No, you don't ever get to see any of this. Oh, my gosh. Oh, and we have a live reenactment. This is actually them reunited years later. Wow, this is actually huge right here. This is actually beyond. This is beyond coming together for skin color, folks. You have no idea. But so there you go. People don't care about skin color. People aren't racist. That's not America. It's kind of like the same issue where you sit here and you say, If you're Castro during a presidential debate for the Democrat Party, men can have periods. And men that have periods vote too. Oh, what movie is that from? Predator, that's right. Yeah, with Carl Weathers and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Because that's what America used to be about. That's what made America strong. And the media has done everything to destroy that. The Democrats have done everything to destroy that. Oh, man, these people are so evil. I don't know what else to say. They're just so evil, ladies and gentlemen. They really are. And you know who else is evil? Hollywood is evil. And they put out a video. But you know what? If Hollywood told the truth, what would that look like? What would that sound like? Well, it would sound a little bit something like this.
I take responsibility.
I take responsibility.
I take responsibility. I take responsibility. I take responsibility.
I take. What is that word?
It's responsibility.
Oh. I take responsibility.
Every time you donate to Black Lives Matter, you're donating to the DNC. All the Confederate statues that have been destroyed were Democrats?
The Democrats, they started the Civil War.
The Democrats, they owned slaves. The Democrats, they like totally hated Abraham Lincoln.
The Democrats, they founded the KKK. The Democrats, they enacted Jim Crow laws and mass incarceration.
The Democrats have killed millions of black babies through Planned Parenthood. I'm a paid actress. I read from a script. I need money, so I say stuff.
I read a script. When I'm done reading, they give me money.
Most of the time, I have no idea what I just said.
I need money. I need money.
I need money. I need money.
I need money.
Is that it? Can I go now?
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades in many cases to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air, because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
War Room.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I was going to come back and play a video here, and I was actually really focused and on a roll today, and something just hit me like a ton of bricks. And so I might as well just cover this story now. Headline. And by the way, I was at the gym this morning, and, you know, they have all the sports channels on and stuff, and there's no sports going on. So what is on the sports channels 24/7 now? Black Lives Matter. Police are racist. What are we going to do about systemic racism? And what do? They put all these multi-million dollar black athletes on there who have ridiculous record sponsorship deals, ridiculous contracts. I mean, it's a joke. I'm sitting here being lectured by black millionaires who get sponsorship deals with cash amounts I'll probably never even see in my life. And I'm racist, though. And I'm keeping him down. Even though I went to a game probably and paid for his salary to watch him play football or basketball. It's a joke. But I think we're in for a big problem here. Because it hit me. It just hit me like a ton of bricks when a headline came onto my feed. And I was already going to cover this story because here's the headline from CNN. The NFL commits $250 million over the next 10 years to help fight systematic racism. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. What are you going to do with that? It's going to do nothing. Nothing. But I'll get to that in a second because this is actually a side issue of what I just realized. So Bill O'Brien, who owns the Houston Texans, who I don't think were kneeling. I don't think that was a team that did much kneeling. Houston, the Texans, kind of a patriotic thing. J.J. Watt used to run out onto the field with the American flag. He'll probably never do that again. Plus, he's white, so he should maybe just quit and just give someone else his position, even though he's the best. He should just see J.J. Watt, who's the best defensive tackle, should probably just quit and give his position to a black man. Even though he's the best, he's racist, he's white, he shouldn't play. Even though probably 70% of the NFL is black anyway. And like 90% of the NBA that has the highest number contract value of any professional sports league. And it's now getting more money because they're going to China. And they don't give a damn. They'll piss on the American flag if they just get that money. LeBron James cares about black people. LeBron James cares about his own black ass and that's it. But here's what I realized. So imagine we have teams kneeling during the national anthem coming up this football season in this charged political climate. And you got to understand the sports media is just as compromised as anybody else. So they'll probably try to play it down until opening weekend, which I think is usually like second or third week in September. So you're like a month or two removed from the election. Going to be totally politically charged. They'll probably start more race riots this summer. That's almost a guarantee. And that's like sure as you know what. But then imagine. Or right before they'll release the cops that killed Floyd or something. They'll build something huge up right before the NFL kickoff. Guaranteed. And then you'll have all these players kneeling in the anthem. But think about it. Then what happens? Folks, 70% or higher of NFL attendance, if there's going to be any this year, don't hate America. Now, I don't know if they like Trump or Republican or Democrat. It doesn't matter. They stand for the anthem. They hold their hand on their heart or take their hat off their head or sing along. What's going to happen when you have all these teams kneeling during the national anthem? Well, folks, the crowds are going to start booing. But don't you see how that's a big setup? So now you have the NFL, one of the pinnacle staples of American culture, and you have fans booing the national anthem. Now, how do you think that's going to play in China? How do you think that's going to play around the world? How do you think that's going to play on the globalist media structure around the world? That's what they want. That's going to be one of their big moments coming up where they're going to claim they've conquered America. They have Americans booing their own national anthem. You watch.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
So it doesn't matter that probably over $1 billion have been given to the cause of black people in this country, and it's, I guess it's not done anything for them because you're still doing it and there's no change. Doesn't matter that Democrats have been claiming, hey, we're your party, we're going to help you out, come on down and vote Democrat for 50 years, and all that's happened to black inner cities is they've just gone totally to the wayside. No, none of that matters because they still virtue signal and they still fake hate crimes and they still lie about statistics or hide them or censor you if you put them out. But this is a joke. I'm sitting here watching SportsCenter and all these things they have on the TV at the gym, and it's, this athlete pledges $1 million. This athlete pledges $10 million. The NFL pledges $250 million. And you're just like, wow, all this money to fight racism. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Not. Like, can you imagine? Like, imagine I should go out, because people say racist crap to me all the time when I go out to these leftist events. Someone comes up to me and says something racist. I'll just give them $10 and be like, oh, you sound a little racist. Here's some money. They'll be like, what? Like, yeah, I'm ending racism. Don't you want some money? Or you know what? Better yet, why don't you give me money? Be like, what? It's like, yeah, well, we just give money at racism, right? I mean, you know, we just throw money at the problem. So here's some money. That doesn't make sense. Oh, it doesn't? Oh, okay. Sorry then. Guess your logic has failed again. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just unbelievable here. Tucker Carlson advertisers depart after Black Lives Matter comment. So basically, Tucker won't take a knee for Black Lives Matter. So look, at this point, Tucker's lucky he even has a show. All the personal advertisers have dropped off, or Fox has made him drop off. And last night, he had on the undercover nurse as a guest and played her clips. The night before, he refused to cater to Black Lives Matter and said the whole thing's basically a fraud. And so, you know, he tells the truth. And so, you know, his job is in jeopardy. When you're on television news and you tell the truth, I mean, you're trying to get fired at that point. No, you tell what you're supposed to say. But folks, this is such a joke. I mean, I've been saying, I ordered bed sheets, they send me a Black Lives Matter thing. I ordered a shirt off a website, they send me a Black Lives Matter thing. I ordered a power tool, they send me a Black Lives Matter thing. You sign into Netflix, Black Lives Matter. Amazon, Black Lives Matter. It's Black Lives Matter. And so now imagine what they're doing to young white people who are now going to feel disenfranchised. But we don't care about old Whitey. But now it's toilet paper. From Charmin toilet paper. If I have any Charmin in my house, I'm burning it tonight. We stand with those fighting for equality and justice. We're joining the P&G. Oh, one of the most globalist corporations out there is P&G. We're joining with the P&G family of brands to commit $5 million to take on race. A fund supporting organizations fighting systematic bias and inequality. How much money of that $5 million from Charmin do you think is going to go to the Democrats? About $5 million. So now toilet paper companies are fighting racial injustice. Well, toilet paper is white. So what are you going to do about that? Now they'll make black toilet paper. It won't even matter. Like, they dye it and like the ink gets up into your anus and gives you cancer. It's like, you're fighting racism. It's like, actually, the ink is carcinogenic and it got into my anus and gave me cancer. It's like, oh, how dare you say that, racist? Use that black toilet paper. And then you say, wait, you're making me wipe my ass with the black thing. Oh, wait, never mind then. Use the white stuff again. That's right. The white stuff is what you use. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Wipe your ass with whitey. Yeah. You say, oh, thank God. I don't have to get cancer now. So, normally you would say, I'll wipe my ass with you, Charmin. But you know what? Today we say, I will not wipe my ass with you, Charmin. Won't do it. Not in my home. No Charmin for me. We're going to have to switch to maybe some Angel Soft. Yeah. Because God made angels. I'm telling you, you know what? Sometimes it's the magic of saying, I'm telling you, the reason why we do everything live on air, there's a magic to it. I'm serious. If anybody out there at InfoWars wants to do this, I'm telling you, we need to sell toilet paper. I'm not even kidding you. Hemp toilet paper. Cheap to produce. We could sell it in mass. Totally organic. Now these toilet papers literally have like these chemicals on them. I'm telling you, man, we should be selling toilet paper. I said that a year ago. I remember having conversations with some of the crew around here saying how we should be selling hemp toilet paper. Now people are actually doing it, but we should have done it. InfoWars hemp toilet paper. It's not the case, though. But what is the case? We do have a lot of great things, including things for your bathroom at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got a friend coming to town this weekend, and I got my brand new bronze Pro Pure shower head from InfoWarsStore.com. I've got it installed in my guest bathroom. So now no longer do my guests have to have a horrible water stream of fluoridated poisoned water that they shower with. I felt like a horrible host making them endure this. No water pressure. Poisoned water. I was a horrible host. Folks, please don't do this. If you have a house guest and you have a shower head that they're showering with that's giving them the poisoned water or has a low water pressure, please don't be like that. Don't be a bad host, okay? Go over to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, look, the Bronze Pro Max shower filter with massage head is the, I mean, they just look at the pretty bronze and they think they're in a museum. They go into the bathroom and they see that thing and they're just in awe. They say, oh my gosh, look at that bronze shower head, honey. We should come stay here more often. Actually, you may not like that if it's your mother-in-law, but that's a side issue. Do the right thing. Do the right thing. Get the Pro Pure shower head from InfoWarsStore.com. Put it in your guest bathroom so that they can love you. But can you imagine your guest comes to your house and they're thinking, wow, you know, my old buddy here is pretty nice. They had me over. They give me a guest bathroom. You know what? That's kind of nice. And then they get in the shower and it's like the water's like drizzling over their head. Can you imagine what's going through their head at that point? All those nice thoughts they had about you are out the door. And they're sitting there with water dripping on their head from a horrible shower head. And they're thinking, what a jerk. Makes me come over here and shower with this dripping water head. Don't be that person. Don't be that host, folks. Get the Pro Pure antique bronze Pro Max shower filter. They're gonna see that bronze shower head and they're gonna think that this is the most classiest. They've never had a shower so elite. Now, that's what you should be doing for your guests. Now, personally, I don't think we have this back in stock yet, though. The chrome finish with the hose. Can we see if it's back in stock yet? It's probably not. This thing sells out like hotcakes. But this is the next best thing right here. It's the same shower head. It just doesn't have the hose. That's just the only difference. It just doesn't have the hose. It's the exact same thing. It just doesn't have the hose. It's the same filter, same water pressure, everything. Just doesn't have the hose. So, yeah, that's still sold out. But get the bronze finish for your guest bathroom and just wow your guests when they come to shower. Don't have them sitting in the shower hating you because you don't even care enough about them to think that this shower head sucks and that you don't even care about your guests because you have them with a horrible shower head. Get the bronze ProPure shower head from InfoWarsStore.com. What are you waiting for? Your guest is on the way right now. You're hosting family coming up. You got 4th of July, you got summer, you got all kinds of things coming up. You don't want them just sitting in the shower with the water dripping over their head with no water pressure thinking, oh my gosh, why do I even hang out with this person? Why do I return their calls? Why do I text them? Why do I care about them at all? Why do I get them gifts? Think about this too. You know, get them a nice shower head for their visit. Now they kind of like you a little bit more. Everybody knows the Seinfeld episode, folks, with the shower head, okay? I mean, this isn't used on elephants like the one Kramer will hook you up with, but it is perfect for humans. But I'm serious. The water pressure, it's the best. It filters out the poisons. That's what you want. So take a word from Kramer here, because believe me, Kramer's got the bronze ProPure shower head. I mean, he's explaining it to Jerry right now. You may have forgotten that episode of Seinfeld, but he was talking about the bronze ProPure shower head from InfoWarsStore.com. It's the best, he said.
I was talking to my Patriot supplier, great suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run. And I think down the road, they'll be defeated. But we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I've lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
InfoWars War Room is raw, and folks, we've just got footage. We've just got the footage of your brand new ProPure shower head installed in your guest bathroom, and your guest is using it for the first time. Look at how effective it is. Just look at the sheer joy and pleasure that your guest is getting out of the shower right there, now in your guest bathroom, thanks to the ProPure ProMax shower head at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't you want your guests to enjoy their shower like this? I mean, that is the perfection, the epitome of showering in perfect harmony with the water purified by the filter and the water pressure from the ProPure Antique Bronze ProMax shower filter with massage head. Okay, let me open up the phone lines right now and do a news blitz, and we'll take your calls on the other side of this segment. 877-789-2539. Since it's Friday, we'll call it Open Line Friday. Anything goes as far as your subject material. 877-789-2539 to get into the show. Let me do a news blitz here. Now, this is not a joke. The autonomous zone. What does that even mean, actually? Whatever. CHAZ, as they call it. They are pretty smart up there. They've got whiteboards with their needs that include deodorant and cigarettes and, you know, diapers and soy milk and stuff. But they're also trying to plant. They're trying to learn how to garden and be farmers. Now, you're not going to believe this. So someone is tweeting from inside the farming industry of CHAZ. And somebody's asking them, hey, do they know what they're doing? Are they tilling the soil? To which the individual pointed out that till the soil, they're planting on cardboard bags. Ladies and gentlemen, this is beyond idiocracy. It has electrolytes that make the plants grow. At least they planted it in soil. They're trying to plant plants on cardboard. Yeah, there's the story right there. Infowars.com. Pull it back up. Pull up that line from Infowars. Seattle leftist mocked after asking for supplies, planting garden. There's cardboard at the bottom of the garden. Can roots grow through cardboard? I've never seen. It's tough. Times are tough in CHAZ. Before long, they'll be begging the president for federal funding. I'm not even kidding you. Here's some irony from John Cardillo on Twitter. I noticed David Hogg hasn't said a word about the Antifa and BLM terrorists brandishing illegal guns in Seattle or anywhere else. See, and this is the perfect exposure of how all these movements are frauds. Oh, they're marching for Me Too. Well, the Me Too is now taking out Democrats. Okay, never mind. Oh, they're marching for Black Lives Matter. Well, what about all the black people killed in Chicago or during the riots? Well, that doesn't matter. Oh, they're marching against guns. What about all the terrorists that are using guns right now to take over cities? Oh, no. We're not for that now. So you have to understand, all these different social justice virtue signaling events that they have are all fake, folks. They're all fake. It's all the same thing, which is, I mean, really, it's a psychological issue that they have. But the best way to portray it as far as our understanding of it is that they hate America and they hate Trump. They hate white people. They hate America. They hate Trump. And so they constantly go out under different uniforms and different hats and different names and slogans and catchphrases and chants. But it's always the same thing, masquerading as virtue, masquerading as righteousness, masquerading as social justice. It's all fake. All of it. Oh, my gosh. I had no idea David Hogg was Sid from Toy Story. I had no idea David Hogg was Sid from Toy Story. Also, he's cousins with Dylann Roof. Oh. Virginia senator told police to stand down before statue collapse left man in critical condition. The guy's pretty much dead. He's in a coma right now. We'll see if he ever gets out of it. But so what, do we blame the senator for compliance in a riot? Compliance in the death of a citizen? No, somehow these Democrats always are above it. And I'm telling you, it's liberal privilege. But my analysis, if you had to weigh it and measure it, my analysis is that the reason we don't do anything about these people, the reason why Americans haven't taken to the streets and done what may have to be done is because we know that we're actually dealing with mentally ill people, folks. These are mentally ill people. They really are deranged. They're really psychotic. They need help desperately. They've been fully brainwashed. They've been mentally retarded. And so that's why we just don't go out and mop these people up, because we know they have been mentally retarded by the system, by the media, and that they are mentally ill and they can barely even think. It's like, you know, if somebody comes up to you in the store and, you know, somebody has, they're with their daughter or a little girl that has Down syndrome or something, and the little daughter does something that's, you know, kind of inappropriate for public, you understand, oh, okay, hey, you know, you're patient, you're tolerant, you try to help with the situation. Well, that's what this is. The problem is this isn't some innocent little girl in a store or in church. These are violent radicals that are trying to overthrow our country. And because the Chinese and the Democrats and the Soroses of the world have put them in front of us as the blockade, knowing we would feel bad for them because we still have souls, we still have humanity, we still have empathy, knowing we would never take action as long as they put that line in front of us, which is what they've done. And you know, maybe there is some way we can build a bridge over these people, because we can't build a bridge with them. But maybe there's some way we can build a bridge over these people to get right to the real issue, and then maybe they'll be cured of their mental ills. Chicago police union boss says he'll boot cops who kneel with protesters. That's how it's done. I'd give every cop a bonus that knocks out one of these riders, too. I'll give you a bonus. You knock a rider out, you get a bonus. You arrest a rioter, you get a bonus. Oh, but they want to defund police. I mean, can you imagine the chaos that would ensue in Chicago? San Francisco bans tear gas, says police will no longer respond to non-criminal calls. Oh, that's going to go over well. Yeah, but live in a Democrat-run city, folks, where you can't have guns or police. Philadelphia woman who allegedly ran over police officer is charged with attempted murder. Good. But you won't see that on mainstream news. You won't see that in the Washington Post or the New York Times, will you? No. Because these peaceful protesters trying to murder police don't fit into the narrative, do they? All right, when we come back, callers are on the line and lines are open. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Open line Friday. Anything goes.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces.
We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world. And they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. Infowars.com.
I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles. And when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins. But all of a sudden, they slow down. They realize what's happened. They fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you've bought into something bigger than what Hitler did.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is the end, my friends, my only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity. Because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom, and InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
We've got the callers on the line. We're going to go to your phone calls now. Isn't it funny, though? All these Democrat statues that are being torn down. Many of which Nancy Pelosi's own father dedicated. The story is at Breitbart. Nancy Pelosi silent on own father who oversaw dedication of Confederate statue of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson. That was when he was running his crime syndicates in Baltimore. All right, let's go to the callers here. Let's go and start with Max in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Max.
Hi, Big O. I have a question for you, but you can also use it when you're on the street. But the accentuation inflection is key, like a musical quintuplet. Are you ready?
Okay.
Are you a biohazard boy in a biohazard burka?
Is that the mask?
Yeah, that's a question.
So yes, no, question. No, I'm not.
Okay, in the same vein, if the coronavirus was made by the Chinese, it'd be the first thing out of China with world-class quality.
But really not, though, because it failed.
Totally, totally. And like you were saying earlier about the chemicals in the ink, I was just thinking about that today. You were reading my mind. You know, herbicides and pesticides making the frogs gay is yesterday's news. In 2020, hand sanitizer alcohol with thermal receipt ink turned receiters into anal receivers via endocrine receptors.
Now, look, this is a crazy alliteration. I can barely wrap my mind around it. But you know what?
Can I say it again?
Say it again. But what you're saying, there's a truth to it that I've been thinking about. So say it again.
Okay. So herbicides and pesticides making the frogs gay is yesterday's news. In 2020, hand sanitizer alcohol with thermal receipt ink turned receiters into anal receivers via endocrine receptors.
Now, look,
kind of a mouthful.
But look, here's the truth about this situation that's going on with all these chemicals and the hand sanitizer and all this stuff. I'll use the gym again as an example just because I spend a lot of time there. And so in between like a class or they'll close and they have these big old pumps like you would see the weed killer in, and they go around and they hit every mat and everything and other than they hit it all day long. Folks, they're probably doing this everywhere with all kinds of different chemicals. Think about what that's doing to our environment. Think about what that's doing to us. All of these foreign chemicals that we're probably never meant to ingest. And yes, your skin can take things in. It can absorb things. The sunscreen says not for consumption. Well, your skin takes it in, but you put it on your skin anyway. The DEET in the bug spray, you go into a plant that makes it. You have to wear a hazard suit, but then you spray it on your skin. So, the reality of this is that all these chemicals that are now being introduced into our daily environment are probably not good for us. Max, thanks for the call. Let's go to John in Virginia. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Owen. Thank you for taking my call, as always.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, and I've been hearing this. I've been actually looking at quite a bit of news within the past few weeks, and case in point with something like the Associated Press. And of course, I consider myself to be more informed than I was, say, like 7 years ago or so. But I always thought of Associated Press as one of those sources that was like almost the center you can get. And within the last few weeks, you know, I'm starting to wonder if they're like being more or less center, because just looking at it today, like the first thing that I've seen for like the last few days on their website had been like the George Floyd protest. And of course, if you don't go to like other websites, you'd think that that's the biggest news story. And, you know, it's kind of like, well, isn't like the economy or like the coronavirus, don't you think that would be like a bigger story? And then in addition to that, you know, just with the progressive like influence also, like if Joe Biden were to like get the presidency, like I'm wondering like how the progressives would like influence his ideology, which is one of the concerns I have.
Well, let me answer both of your or questions, or just respond to both your comments. If Biden ever gets in, he's not in control anyway. He's not even in control of his own bowels. So if Biden gets in, whoever's influencing him, it's not even influence. They're literally running him. Now, as far as with the Associated Press, I would just ask you. Let me ask you a question, John. Just give me a yes or no answer, or try to answer this question if you can. How does the Associated Press make money?
I actually haven't thought of that. But,
right. Let me tell you why I asked you that. Because, folks, if you can't figure out how a paper or a publication or a company makes money, they're probably paid off. They're probably bought and owned by somebody. And so the Associated Press may have some good people, may have some good journalists, may be a bastion of truth and some historical references. But at the end of the day, someone's paying their bills, and that someone is going to dictate what is put on the front page of the Associated Press and how their narratives go or who's hired. And so that's what you're seeing here. And that's what you see with a lot of these groups that don't seem to make much sense. Like, oh, how do they make money? Well, they're paid for by donors or left-wing billionaire donors or owners who don't even care about making money. They've got all the money in the world. They want the power. They want the influence. They want to control the narrative and censor news. John, thanks for the call. Let's go to Matt in California. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Owen. I was talking with Scott and gave him a video clip. Did you guys get it?
Maybe. That may have been what he was showing me. But if he does, he'll pull it up. What's your call about?
Well, I'm just down here in San Diego, and my wife is in the hospital in critical condition. I'm trying to get here the other day, and the Black Lives Matter protests are blocking all the freeway entrances.
Okay, yeah, we've got it up now. It looks like they're mostly in their cars with signs and such. There's a couple people out of their cars.
Yeah, anyway, so they've got signs saying, I can't breathe. And meanwhile, people are in the hospital or trying to get to the hospital, you know, on breathing tubes. They literally can't breathe. And I basically got out of the car and just went off on everybody and told them to get the F out of the road. And I completely, well, it was really dumb of me, but I just couldn't help myself. I was so irate at the concept of everybody. They were all smiling and laughing and thinking they were part of this big, great thing. And they just don't realize that people are literally dying trying to get to the hospital. And they're just sitting there like some big party in the middle of the road. And the one chick actually thought it was so funny. She reminds me of the chick from the I Kill My Kids. She's just smiling at me when I'm telling her my wife.
Was it the chick that was outside of the car holding the sign?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see the look in her eyes. She looked like a real demon.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I thought if you guys wanted to play that clip.
Yeah, we're airing it right now. We're as you're explaining the story, we got the clip aired. I'd imagine that it would probably need some censoring, so I don't know if we can play it with the audio. But, I mean.
Some censoring.
Think about it. But, Matt, you know, you're not alone in this. You may be alone in the bravery to stand up and say something, but you're not alone in this struggle. I mean, just think about all the people that couldn't have a funeral. Think about all the people that couldn't have a wedding. Think about all the, I couldn't go see my grandma, okay? But these people get to go out and riot and loot and fake protest and do everything the hell they want to do, but we can't even engage in normal activity. Folks, I'm telling you, this is all by design. Don't you get it? We warned you this would happen. We told you this would happen if they got control. It's all about creating a caste system that they're in control. Who gets to operate? Who doesn't? Who gets to have money? Who gets to have business? Who gets to have comms? All of it. You're seeing all of it now. It's all been exposed. And my only prayer is that this was Trump's plan and that these people would make America so mad, so angry, that we'll come out of the cave that we've been sleeping in and just start ripping these people to shreds politically. Anything else, Matt?
Yeah, I got some tips for people if you want to try and get in the hospital, because I've been in the hospital the entire time. My wife has been in critical condition.
Hey, yeah, we got 20 seconds.
All right, well, make yourself a directive, an advanced directive, and if they're incapacitated, you are the person that makes medical decisions for them, and you have to be legally allowed into the hospital.
All right, so there you go, folks, a little insight there. Also, a taser, maybe some brass knuckles. I've heard maybe some lead as well, but I've heard that. I don't know. I'm not saying that works. I'm not sure.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and, in some ways, even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself.
I was talking to my Patriot supplier, Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture.
80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we're going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing, they're cutting edge, you love them, I love them, and they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
InfoWars.com/show.
Donald Trump Jr. points this out on Twitter. Crazy Nancy just said long lines for voting in Georgia were shameful and a disgrace. This is how she responds when Americans are engaged and excited to exercise their most sacred right as a citizen. But when it comes to the looting and rioting, nothing. Now that's shameful. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi is a Cold Stone criminal, belongs in jail. Belongs in jail. A lot of people belong in jail, ladies and gentlemen. I hope we get to see that. Otherwise, well, it may not be pretty what we have to do. By the way, if you've noticed, there is a beautiful belt over here. I can't really touch it. It's not mine, and it is match day. The push-up challenge is about an hour away now. I plan on mopping the floor with my competition, but this is the Super Alpha Male Championship belt, the InfoWars Super Alpha Male Championship belt right here. And we are having a push-up competition, final segment of today's show, to see who will be the first ever InfoWars Super Alpha Male Championship holder. And so that's going to be happening right here in this studio. Be sure to tune in. Of course, all brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to George in California. Go ahead, George.
Hey, Owen.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going, man? It's so great to hear from you again. Second time caller. First time I called was about the bogus supposed California Medi-Cal thing they had that they could come take your kids. Turned out to be as they say, a false alarm, which they're just dancing around trying to scare people, of course. But
yeah, that's like they put out the nuclear alarm, or whatever, in where was it that they released, in Puerto Rico, or where was it? I forget where it was. Mm. Or Guam, somewhere. They put out the nuclear missile alarm alert, and then they said, oh, no, it was a false alarm. They clearly did it to frame Trump. But anyway, George, go ahead. What's your story today?
Exactly, brother. Yeah, I just wanted to come in and attest to what you've been saying this whole time. Not sure if you're familiar with Dr. Buttar and Dr. Judy Mikovits, all the doctors that came out and spoke out against this bogus virus, man. And
yeah, definitely Mikovits. I'm not sure about the other one.
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Buttar, he's got quite a few friends in the military, veterans and current, and a lot of people in the police, too. He's got these videos, man, or yeah, I haven't seen the videos, but he keeps talking about the same thing the media keeps doing, that for every one bad cop, there's 10 or more instances of cops helping people. Like, there was one where a kid called to McDonald's to place an order and accidentally got the police. And the police actually bought that, you know, kid's meal and took it to him. There's ones they're like hugging, they're helping people.
No, it's all by design, man. It's all by design. The mainstream media is dividing America by design. 110%.
Yes, sir.
I thought you were in a lot of pain from a tooth extraction.
You got youth privilege. You think you win this? That's not fair.
I'm going to win that belt, Alex. There's nobody here. Nobody here can do as many push-ups.
That's why I do this whole contest. So you can be the winner. I decided, because it's reasonable, that I'm the winner. Just because you're young.
Where's the ref?
Hey, somebody put this on me. I want to be the winner.
Where is the ref?
You see this? Thank you, sir. I'm the winner, not you. Okay?
No, you have to do the most push-ups,
Alex.
No,
I don't need to do that.
This is by fiat. You're like Joe Biden.
You're young.
You're trying to steal a belt.
Joe Biden gets the highest.
You're trying to steal.
Thank you. Nope.
You're trying to steal a belt right now.
Nope.
You're like a Democrat.
It's allowed.
You want a mail-in?
It's allowed.
Mail-in championship.
You gotta do at least one push-up.
Mine. Get back. Oh,
my God. He's down. Jones is down. Hold on. Is the championship belt preserved?
That's elder abuse.
What is going on here?
Mine. Get on it.
Male championship belt is being absconded right now.
Alex
Jones is absconding with the belt. He's now running out of the studio. He's now absconded with the Super Alpha Male Championship belt, folks. This whole thing has now been stolen by the Democrats. So just like everything else, they just steal everything, folks.
Mail-in ballot.
You are wearing blue. You might as well be a Democrat right now. I don't think it would even fit around your head, Alex.
I put this on my head, please.
I don't think it's going to fit. You got to go get your Corona crown for that.
It's my Corona mask, actually.
Oh, it does double as a Corona mask.
Exactly.
There it is. And it also can be used as a weapon with that hard.
Hey, I don't care who does the most push-ups. It's a social justice warrior thing. It's mine. I won.
No, but you're not a minority. So you can't even play that card.
Balding fat dudes are a minority in this office.
Actually, no. Maybe at the office, but in America, you're in the majority.
No. It's mine.
No,
it's mine.
No, you're in the majority now.
It's racist. These buttons won't do this.
Well, they were probably made in China.
Hell, where'd you get this?
Actually, I don't know.
Here, you put it together for me.
Well, let me see.
You crown me or you're racist.
Let me see this here.
In fact, get on your knees right now. You notice this cord's white for the KKK? Do you recognize it?
Trying to see where this thing was made.
Come on, put it together.
Alex, I'm not putting this on you. It is going to feel nice, though.
You're not getting...
When I'm legitimately holding this in about an hour.
Get that back.
Were you at a protest earlier today? Were you blocking traffic, too?
I told you.
Were you at a BLM block traffic protest earlier, too?
I identify as Queen Elizabeth. Look at this. Ah, Batman, I'll defeat you. Bane.
You've turned it into a face mask now.
This kind of looks like a police badge. This is like triggering.
Yeah, I could see that. See, you have turned into a Democrat. I don't know what happened to you.
You converted
into a Democrat.
Right, I'm gonna stop.
You're kind of dancing like the Democrats too. What has happened to you? Did you drink some of the fluoride? Did you watch CNN?
I just like this belt, dude.
be honest. You watched CNN, and now you like Don Lemon.
Well, I mean, I did date Don Lemon for a while. What's wrong with that?
You like Trevor Noah, too? You moved on from Don Lemon to Trevor Noah?
Well, no, they double-teamed me.
Are you still upset, though, that Don Lemon dumped you?
Seriously, who will put this on me? I'm the winner. I'm the winner.
That's not how it works. You need to go to the autonomous zone where everything's done for you. This is America.
Porta potties for me.
No, literally, you go to the autonomous zone.
I want a porta potty delivered in here right now.
This is not Chaz.
And I want food delivered to Chaz.
This is not Chaz.
I want a porta potty delivered in here.
That only happens. That magic only happens in Chaz.
Oh, good.
He got his porta potty right here, folks. There we go, Alex. There's your porta potty from Chaz. Hold on, guys. Let's get this shot. Alex is using the porta potty from Chaz. You don't want to know what just happened. You don't want to know.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, there's some chips for you too. See, this is.
That's some food.
This is like Chaz, folks.
That's some food, baby. Hold on.
You go to Chaz and you just ask for chips. They just come to you. You go to Chaz, you ask for water, cigarettes, it just appears. It's kind of like Wakanda. Toilets, that's a Chaz toilet right there. That's an original Chaz toilet. Also doubles as a food bag. You actually go to the bathroom and then you've got your meal right there.
All right, I'm leaving.
You didn't know that?
Hey, this is a fake cisgender white pride event. Thank you, sir. This is mine, not yours.
You want to cancel Paw Patrol too, don't you?
This is reparations right here.
Unbelievable. You would.
See that?
You want to cancel Paw Patrol. You want to cancel everything.
You're scared that I'm going to win this push-up contest.
I'm not.
How many push-ups can you do?
We'll have to find out. You get right over there, Alex.
Well, sometimes it's not all equal.
It's going down.
Each one of mine. Let's see if you can get to the day.
Hold on. Are you hungry?
Each one of mine.
Do you need some food?
Each one of my
push-ups
is worth 100 years. You ready to this?
You are a social justice warrior.
So let's see.
No, I'm saving up my energy.
If I do 5 push-ups, that's 100 you got to do each time.
That would be...
You ready for this? You ready? 100, 200, 300,
I'm not sure that's regulation.
500, 600, 700, 800,
I'm not sure that's regulation.
1,000, 1,100, 1,200. Yeah! I win! 1,500 push-ups, bitch.
Hold on, let me see you do one more.
This one counts as 10,000.
All right.
They're going to be at 11,500.
All right.
I know you social justice warriors don't like rules, but I'll tell you what they count for.
All right. No. I win. I already won. I said so. Racist.
So you got to do one more there.
Nope.
Just one more.
Oh, really?
Yep.
This one counts.
Let's see it.
This one counts for 10,000.
All right.
Oh! Yeah!
We're supposed to be the police in this country. How do you like that? Take you back to the movie, kill you.
Alex Jones down.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, It's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Well, they don't call it the Infowars War Room is raw for nothing. Because, yes, I did just leg drop Alex Jones from the top of the news desk. Okay? So, you're not going to see that on CNN. Now, we got our great guests coming up, Michael Graves and Frank Cavanaugh. We're going to talk about how the music industry has been aimed against you and is blacklisting anybody who dares stand for the truth or America. Before we get them on, though, I do want to take a couple more calls here. Let's go to Michael in Indiana. Go ahead, Michael.
Thank you so much for taking my call. And I just want to reiterate the fact that the music industry has not only let down black people in America by making them think that they can get rich off selling drugs or women or whatever they want. Like, this isn't a race matter. This is a morals matter. This is people that Nancy Pelosi keeps touting that everybody needs to have abortions whenever she completely touts that she's Catholic. Does anybody not understand that they can't take contraceptives because they can't get rid of babies? Like, this is the most moronic age I've ever, like, I'm just at a loss.
No, it is total full-blown idiocracy level reverse reality.
Yes, and it's nauseating.
Everything, too. It's like every issue now, they've made it the polar opposite of reality.
And Facebook has did nothing but divide, whether you got to be either a completely...
No, but division is love now. Division is inclusion now. You didn't know?
Oh, I'm being from Mississippi. I did not know.
I didn't know you were so. What the?
That was a real attack by Jesse Smollett. Hold on. That's a real Jesse Smollett attack. It's now my autonomous zone. You're all off the air. In fact, Owen's money's mine now. Let's see what's in here. It's warlord payment now. That's almost $100 here. I'm transgender. I'll put it around there. All right, sorry. He's got a guest on. I apologize. He's got a guest. I was reading what I did. But this is an autonomous zone now. I actually can't find my car keys while I haven't left yet. I better get out of here before he comes in here and attacks me. Doesn't matter what comes up at the end of the hour.
Oh, liberal.
This is real.
We gotta choke out a Whitey. We gotta choke out a Whitey.
Murdering Smollett.
We got one. We got one, BLM. We got a Whitey right here. Can you breathe? Can you breathe? All right. We got a Whitey now. Chalk one up for the Whitey. Hey, what?
It's all real, folks.
Chalk one up now. We took a Whitey out. Now, reverse your privilege. Get out of here.
The doc says you're racist for being white.
On the show. It's the highest quality program you've ever seen.
Oh. folks. I'm wounded. I was wounded by Alex Jones. You saw it. I was assaulted right in this chair. Ah. Ooh. I don't know if I'm going to be able to compete later. We're going to have to fight through this, folks. This is tough. All right. Getting serious on the other side, though, for real. The music industry has been aimed against you. It's been aimed against America. And it's a total, the mainstream media music is a total enemy operation now, folks. And we've got the behind-the-scenes information coming up with Frank Kavanaugh and Michael Graves. Don't go anywhere.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Pretty hot in the studio right now. You know, sometimes, folks, you just in the middle of chaos have to dance in the rainstorm. So a little humor here, but we're going to get serious before we do have the official InfoWars Super Alpha Male Championship brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com coming up. But, you know, when you see the music industry and people inside the music industry putting out the anti-American propaganda, putting out the division, really just engaging in what is just ugly art, intentionally making music that has demonic undertones with their frequencies intentionally, you have to understand it's all by design. Now, if you dare love God or love Jesus or love America, and you don't want to toe the liberal progressive line or the Chinese communist line, well, you get blacklisted. If you dare go on InfoWars, they will literally say, you went on InfoWars, you're not with us anymore. Both of the individuals on with me know about that. So Frank Kavanaugh and Michael Graves are on with me. First, you know what, guys? Just briefly, I'll start with Michael and then we'll go to Frank. Just briefly, talk about how when you went on InfoWars and you immediately fell under attack. Go ahead, Michael. Can you hear me? I'm not sure Michael can hear me. Frank, can you hear me? Oh, boy. We're having all kinds of tech issues. All right. Let's get that figured out. And let me know when they're ready to go. So here's what we're doing, guys. In the meantime, let's just roll clip 15. Let's get this figured out. Just 60 seconds here. We're going to get Frank and Michael connected. In the meantime, here is a new ad for the Autonomous Zone Chaz.
Good morning and welcome to Chaz, where all your dreams can come true.
Hey, anybody out there got some food?
Hey, anybody thirsty? I got a bag of Sprite for sale.
Anybody want to buy a bag of air?
Who want to buy some toilet paper?
Anybody want a bag of Sprite?
Anybody want to buy a bag of air?
I said toilet paper by the square.
I'm so hungry, I just ate a bag of sand.
Chaz, come enjoy the block party of expression. We're having a glorious time.
Don't be listening to the man, y'all. She got lost her mind. Something crazy ass going on up in here.
Come and enjoy the freedom of Chaz. No border walls, no police, and no guns. Chaz is my kind of place. No police, no guns, no border walls. I'm home.
This place is getting crazy. Let's get some border walls set up.
Hey, since there's no police, we should get some guns, too.
Yeah, let's get some guns.
Does anybody want to buy a toilet
I didn't take a poop.
I'm hungry! Somebody feed me!
Oh my gosh, y'all! I just love Chaz! For your next vacation, come to Chaz!
Whatever y'all do, do not come to Chaz! It's like Lord of Flies up in here!
All right, so that's from a new account that I'm seeing, the United Spot, putting up some really good stuff. We've already aired two of their clips today, so that's from them. Now, okay, so we're getting connected with Frank. Michael is with us, though. So, Michael, talk about your appearances on InfoWars and how you immediately fell under attack for doing so.
Yeah, well, once again, once I appeared on InfoWars, the piling on started, especially on social media. That's what's happening. I mean, if you don't toe the line, you're going to be canceled. And all week long, not only me, whether it was my band quitting or promoters freaking out and just the complete breakdown of one's profession and the means to which I can practice that profession slowly, comes apart. And what's truly happening right now and where we're at in all of this is there's no more gray area. There's no more gray area. And if you're not towing the line, if you're not with Black Lives Matter, you're against them. And you see, and it's all over the meat. You see all of these folks being fired, being harassed, and apologizing. And it's the, what's happening is this. It's not about civil rights, and I keep saying that. And I came out against Black Lives Matter. I refused the whole blackout thing because it's not about civil rights. It's not about Black lives mattering or not. That's. We know that. What this is a spasm of socialism, communism, Leninism, Marxism. If you put your ear to the wind, you can hear 1969 roaring, where for example, Students for a Democratic Society, when they got together and they took credit for rioting and the mobs and the takeovers and the burnings of college campuses, and they were avowed communists, they were socialists, the Socialist Democratic Party, right? We're in this right now. We're in the middle of a campaign. All of this money, all of this energy that is being focused towards us. Towards all of us, and I'm speaking about myself and you and InfoWars and all the people that are with the truth. All of this energy is being put towards us because the main goal is to conquer America. It's the same message of socialism and Leninism that goes back to antiquity. It's the same struggle. And if you don't toe the line, if you're not with it, you're against it.
Well, and the whole the blackout square was kind of like, I guess, the last final line in the sand where if you don't put the black square up, if you refuse that, you're racist. We can't work with you anymore.
Right there. There's the bar now. Like, I will never. I said this last, every time I've come on InfoWars, and it's true. Now, where we're at, I will never be able to, and I don't want to, be in the music industry in a significant way. I with things that I'm doing behind the scenes, I have to tiptoe around some of this stuff, and it's crazy.
But think about how sad that is. It's not even about the music, folks. This is what the left does to everything. It's not even about the music. It's about their politics.
If anybody really cared in the music industry, about what is actually happening. They would take a look at the culture that they've cultivated and the culture that they continue to create and perpetuate through the things that they glamorize, whether it's the sexualization of children or glamorizing wealth and power, the material things of this world. Believers, God-fearing people like myself, we understand that. And so the music industry is part and parcel to having children, as many people as they possibly can, love this material world, because the goal of socialism and communism and this one world government that we often speak about, that is true. That is also in the Antifa literature, as well as Black Lives Matter literature, is to do away with intolerance and do away with bigotry and do away with religion, especially religion, because, you know, what Lenin said about religion was that it was a phenomenon tied to, an oppressive society. And so that people would think, because they're so oppressed, that they put your hope in something that's not true. That's somewhere else. The opiate for the masses. And what these groups believe, they've always believed, is that in order to do away with that, in order to do away with the white male privilege and all of these things that, religion has its deep roots in capitalist oppression, and it won't disappear until the people completely overcome their oppression.
But, you know, they need to know how evil the entertainment industry has become and how the left has corrupted everything with their politics. We'll be right back.
I was talking to My Patriot Supplier, great suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated. But we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you. And it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins. So please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now. So you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can. Because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. Infowars.com.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfowarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I just wanted to talk to you, bro. And it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut. And I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
It's amazing, but this is what happens, folks, and the music industry is just an example. But as soon as the left gets involved in any industry, they politicize it. And so if you're Michael Graves, you could be the best musician on planet Earth, but you went on InfoWars. You didn't put up a black square on social media. You love America? You love God? You're not with us. You don't get to be in the music industry. And so that's how it goes. And when you understand that, you understand everything. It's just like Black Lives Matter or anything else that the left claims to care about. They don't. It's all politics. Just like it's not about the music and the music industry, it's about politics. It's not about anything they claim it's ever about. It's always about politics. And so, Michael, talk a little deeper, though, about how deep this runs in the music industry. And how some artists or bands, once they get to a certain point, they just disappear off the face of the earth. Why that is, why all of a sudden some artists or bands will come out and make huge political statements out of nowhere, and then they're to the top of the charts.
Because when you, it's about power. And if you're Taylor Swift or you're Ice-T or somebody with that much power and that much influence, at some point, I mean, there's two things going on. There's ignorance and there's that control, and there's controllers around these people that will not allow them to actually form their own opinion. And once, as you're rising up through those ranks, if you're not a thinker on your own and you don't have the knowledge to make an informed opinion, the culture around you and the people that surround you are of this mindset. And so it becomes this big echo chamber. And so there's no, it's Plato's shadows. The shadows on the wall are what your reality is. So there's, you know, Taylor Swift really believes what she's saying, for example.
Do you think that? I don't think that. I think she's sold out.
You know, anytime we you and I talk about Taylor Swift, we go back and forth about this. Yeah, I think that she believes it, because if she sat down with you and I and went out and had a beer with you and I, you know, a couple of times, perhaps. But there's nobody saying, Taylor, let's sit down and let's look at all of this. You know, let's read about Lenin and what he said about religion and society, and let's look at this, what's actually happening and what the other side of the argument is and why these people are so upset. It's the same.
And how much of that, though, are just handlers around these celebrities not even letting them, like Trump has people not even trying to keep InfoWars from even reaching his desk. Like, does that same thing kind of happen in the music industry with big artists just all just control around them, not even letting certain things get to them?
Well, sure. Of course. And then the culture becomes, if you do say anything that's going to go against what everybody else is saying and what the music industry as a whole is saying, well, then there's a million people behind you that would love to be in your shoes. There's another band.
We may have dropped Did we lose Michael here, guys? I think we dropped off of Michael. Sadly, we're having some tech issues here during these interviews, and we haven't even been able to get back connected with Frank, so I don't know what is going on with this. Who knows? Maybe the Chi-Coms are trying to stop the truth about the American music industry from getting out. But all right, I think Michael is back here. Michael, let me just pivot here real quick with you, because you talked about something in the last segment, promoting material goods, material necessity, like that's what you need. Yes. And, you know, really, this is a total psyop, because
yes,
all of that stuff will never make you feel whole. And all of that stuff can be removed from you the next day. And so, but there's this other sense that comes with consuming that content, is you think you're entitled to be rich. You think you're entitled to have fancy cars and big mansions. And then if you don't get that, well, you just blame, you know, you just blame somebody else, or blame this person, or blame that person, when that whole thing was a fraud. That whole thing was a psyop.
I was just talking about 1969, Students for a Democratic Society. There was something called the National Revolutionary Conference, and it was for a united front against fascism to further Lenin's emphasis on exploiting youth to advance communism. So this, and that's where we're at today as well. People don't want to have a conversation. It's very, very difficult to lay this all out so that there's a complete understanding, because it's decades old in its unfolding. And at least here in America, it's decades old. And to really have people understand it, it takes more than just, you know, a podcast. And especially in the midst of arguing back and forth, people don't understand that this is a highly sophisticated plan. It's a real war. And the talking on many levels is over, and which is again why I'm on your show, because people are being fired, people are scared, people are being driven from their professions and their careers. There's only so far that I can go. Again, the first time that I appeared on InfoWars, I knew that every time it was the nail in the coffin was going to be hammered further down. But that's the point.
Yeah, but think about this though. You get blackballed from the music industry. You actually get the blackballing for your free speech.
Yeah.
Nobody will report about it. I don't see anybody reaching out from mainstream news to have you on to talk about your story because of getting blackballed for your politics. But oh my gosh, if you're Colin Kaepernick and you quit, he walked out of contract. He had 1 year left on his contract. He quit. He was in contract negotiations. He put him aside. He literally quit. There was no blacklisting there. There was no, he didn't get forced out because of his politics. And then they say, oh, Kaepernick's a victim from his politics. A total lie. And here's Michael Graves, one of the founders of the Misfits. Oh, he's blackballed from the music industry. Real political censorship. But no, that's not a story.
One of the things that people freaked out about was me comparing what is being done and what has been done to white people is the same program, the same demonization and the same dehumanization that was done to the Jews in the 1930s, and people freaked out. But again, at the core of this movement, what both these white folks and the black folks and whoever else is signed up to this, especially those that don't have the whole story, all of it, the movement is based on white men, what white men have accomplished, including the founding of this country, was achieved through rape and plunder. That the white cisgendered male is irredeemably broken and has raped and plundered it his way throughout history, including the founding of this country. And so there is no talking. All of us have to be routed out of this society. The country has, remember, change has to be fundamentally changed. That's still happening. That's still happening. Barack Obama never went away. Barack Obama being connected to Bill Ayers and
yeah, Hillary, yeah. Let's Hillary talk Clinton. About that, because you're actually spot 69th. On. You're actually spot on with your analysis. Let's go back to this on the other side. But that, folks, that's why they're taking down all these figures of American history that are white men, because he's right. It is an attack on white men, because it's an attack on America, and maybe they don't even realize that. But that's what it is.
The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
Have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexipure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexipure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexipure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and, in some ways, even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 Nascent Iodine for yourself.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
There's cucks.
You're fucking a white male.
And then there's the cuck slayer.
If you impeach Trump, it'll be civil war.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're back on the InfoWars. War Room is raw. Michael Graves is our guest. We're going to get Frank Kavanaugh back on with us next week, having a connection problem. Remember, this belt, well, it's probably going to be mine, but we'll have to fight it out here in a minute. Before I go back to Michael, folks, this is just unbelievable. Fauci's back. That rat Fink has crawled out of a hole in the ground, and he's back on CNN, and he says, "It's true, Anderson Cooper. If you're in a large crowd of people, you do increase the risk of infection. Really? Like if I go to the ocean and I'm all alone and there's no land for 500 miles, I increase my risk of drowning? Oh, wow, you're a genius. Such a setup, folks. Fauci is setting Trump up. He set him up the whole time. He belongs in jail with the rest of them when they have these military tribunals, hopefully. Now, back to Michael Graves. And I really want him to just really go deep, or at least as deep as he can, as far as what he wants the audience to know and understand about the music industry, the entertainment industry, and how it's been aimed against you, aimed against the truth. But I'll just say this before I give him the platform here. And it's, folks, when you have the entertainment industry just showing off its exorbitant wealth and just shoving it down your throat all day long, but it's not just that. It's when it's, you see a Kylie Jenner is worth $1 billion, or you see some of these rappers or some of these artists or whatever, and you know they're no talent hacks. They're no talent hacks. They're ugly, no talent hacks, but they're rich and famous and they have everything that their heart desires. You can't even help but feel a sense of entitlement. You're a hardworking person. You may be one of the best at your profession. You may be one of the hardest working people ever. And you see some no talent hack that just takes your clothes off and gets billions of dollars. You see some no talent hack that just sits around pointing guns in a music video with a bunch of diamonds on his neck. And you see that's rich and famous, but you, a hardworking parent, you don't have anything near that. That creates resent and entitlement. And then you have generations of that. And it's all by design. But that's kind of my two cents before I go back to Michael Graves here. So Michael, just in the final 7 minutes, what can you say? What would you like to say? I mean, what is the big agenda behind when we tune into everything and it's Black Lives Matter, or you're not allowed to be in the music industry because you don't support Black Lives Matter? What is that really all about, Michael Graves?
It's about the takeover of America. It's about what's coming next. Again, the music industry, like all of the other corporations and all of the other businesses and individuals who are standing up, it's like the robot getting to its feet, and it's standing up and saying and drawing the line in the sand and saying you are either with us or against us. The music industry at its core, even this, the signal that it's putting out is a Lucifer. It's Satan. It's Satan that's putting it out. I'll give you an example. It was May 27th that the story broke about a Christian rock singer. I don't know what the name of the band is, but they're really popular. And he went on his Instagram because he no longer believes in God. And he wrote this real long post, and it was everywhere. It was on CNN. It was on Rockfeed. It was on Loudwire. It was on all of the – it got big media play. For days it got it that this kid didn't believe in God. And that's the macrocosm. That's what the music industry champions.
It's like, it's we got atheism. Him. We got him. He doesn't believe in God anymore. We got him.
Right. And for all of the other kids out there, young men and young women, especially young men, who, again, are when you look at what's happening to the society, whether it's drug addiction, alcoholism, depression, all
promoted by the music industry, by the way.
Right, because when you look at the performers and these people that are being looked at as idols, people are looking to them to figure out what it is about them. And it's just depression and sadness, and these guys are killing each other and they're killing themselves. And that is what the music industry is putting out. And again, so if you don't have that knowledge base, if you don't have anything to go on to fight that frequency and to say, wait a second, all I see here is just emptiness, and nobody's talking about lifting each other up. Because here I am, I'm all about lifting people up. I'm talking about God. We should. And I can't work in the music industry. I'm only going to be able to get to a certain point, probably where I'm at now, because as you go up, anybody that looks at my past, Facebook, Twitter, I'm done. It'll be over. But think about this,
because you're a God-fearing man. The name Jesus is on your tongue. But think about this, Michael. They wave a flag of victory when they separate someone from God. Folks, that's Luciferianism. That's Satanism. Right.
But that's the point. So let's go back to Leninism, right? Let's go back to Leninism and Stalin and Mao, all of these systems of ideology that the goal is one world government, one world religion under the banner of let's all get together. And that's great, let's all get together. But what about the folks that do believe in God? What about the people that do, you know, that don't agree? This is all a lie. Black Lives Matter was based on a lie, was based on and grew out of the Trayvon Martin case. You need look no further than who Rachel Gentile wasn't, not who she was, but who she wasn't, and all of what took place in there, and then move forward into Ferguson. It's a lie.
Obama protected that cop killer so she could be the leader of it.
Of course he did, because if you take Obama and you connect him to Bill Ayers and Bill Clinton, we're going to go back to the 60s when they were young people and they were forming their opinions and they were in all these circles like the Weather Underground.
I was going to say, how does Bill Ayers with the Weather Underground? You know, Bill Ayers is a free man.
Right. This is a guy that blew up, that were blowing things up and again, openly said that he and his cohorts were looking to overthrow America and overthrow capitalism and turn it into socialism. And when you open the box and you say, well, what is that? Well, what is communism? What is socialism? What is this? It's blood and death to the umpteenth degree, because now we are in a uber technological society. There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to run if America falls. Yeah, what you're seeing on the screen right now. For those who don't know what we're talking about, it's very, very important to understand these groups and the ideology that was behind these groups in the 1960s.
Yeah, the Democrats have been domestic terrorists for 50 years, basically.
And if you even want to take a step back to after World War II and Project Paperclip and the assimilation of all of the Nazi eugenicists and all of this, the mindset of that, it assimilated the eugenicists, the scientists, that mindset was assimilated into the American culture. That never went away. It never went away. It's here and it's rearing its head. Right now you're seeing the monster stand up. And again, all these corporations, from the biggest ones to the smallest ones, even on my level. Again, I always say I'm not that big of a deal. But,
yeah, but you know, you bring up a good point, and you are a big deal.
I certainly make waves.
You are a big deal because you speak the truth. But here's the thing, like you talk about Operation Paperclip. You talk about Operation Paperclip. Think about that. Nazis hired by NASA. NASA has gotten billions of dollars of government funding. Nobody complains about NASA. Nobody protests NASA. Oh, but InfoWars is Nazis, so kick us off the air. We don't get any government money. We've never hired any Nazis. It's just the total reversal. Michael Graves, thank you so much for coming on. Look, Michael, the more free you get to speak freely, just keep me in mind, because we'll continue to give you a platform, but I know you're on a balancing wire. All right, brother?
Thank you, Owen. God bless you and everybody over there, InfoWars. And man, you win that contest, brother. Push.
I'll try.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health, as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I was talking to My Patriot Supplier, Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high-quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening.
Hey guys, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to tell you about something that I think has really helped me out and I think can help you out too, especially if you have any problems sleeping. And that's Knockout. Let's face it, our life patterns have been disrupted by this lockdown, this government-imposed imprisonment. And it has definitely affected my sleep schedule. But one thing that has helped is Knockout. I take one pill about an hour before I want to go to bed and boom, I get a great night's sleep. And just this past Memorial Day, I took two of them, fell asleep about 1 a.m., woke up at 8 a.m., ready to go. It really has made a difference in my life, and it can make a difference in your life too. If you don't get any sleep, you're going to be a grouch. If you get great sleep, you're going to be on point. You're going to be mentally focused. You're going to be ready to take on the day. And right now, Knockout is 50% off. It's less than $15 a bottle. You get 30 capsules. Give it a try today. It's at a great price right now, and it can really help you get the sleep you need, especially in these tough times. It's Knockout, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
What's going on? Am I having a dream?
Shirt you're wearing.
That's right, Ma. Yeah, me and the boys, we got these new shirts. We like these Hawaiian shirts. It's a lot of fun. All right, we'll see you later, Ma. Bye.
Oh, look at the time. I have to get to the show. Oh.
Live from Grunion Studios in Grunion Oaks, California, it's Karen Says with your star, Karen Karanowski.
Show where what Karen wants.
Karen, yes.
That's right. Now, we have a very special guest for us today. He has a degree in social psychology from Leipzig University and a master's in strategic social planning from the Karl Marx School of Economics. Please give a warm welcome to Professor Mendelsohn. Yay!
Doing today?
I'm very well, Professor. Now, my producer tells me that you're here to warn us about a new extremist group. Oh, please tell us what it could be.
That's right. This group is everywhere. They are liberal, conservative, libertarian, anarchist, pro-gun, pro-choice, pro-rights. In fact, if it is a group of over five people and they are not socialists, they are probably a member.
Oh, gosh, Professor Mendelsohn, does this all-encompassing group have a name?
Yes, they are called the Boogaloo Boys. Boogaloo Boys. Boogaloo Boys. And their mission is to start a civil war.
Boogaloo Boys? That was the name in my dream. But, Professor, if they are in every group in the country, how do we know who they are?
Easy. They carry guns and they wear Hawaiian shirts.
My son had a gun and a Hawaiian shirt on today. What if he's a Boogaloo Boy? Professor, once you've identified someone in your family as a Boogaloo Boy, what do you do?
Easy. You put them on massive amounts of psychotropic drugs. This will disrupt the urge to go on a Boogaloo.
Oh, well, Professor Mendelsohn, thank you so much for all this information. Well, that's the show.
But wait, I have not gone through all my talking points. Well, I guess that's the show. I still got time to go to the beach.
Beaches are closed, bro.
Close this!
So my dream did have a meaning. Oh, I must get home and put my son on massive amounts of psychotropic drugs before he starts a civil war. I hope I'm not too late.
The whole beach to myself. This is great. I can't wait to get some sun. I can't understand what you're saying.
Beach is closed.
What? I can't hear you. You got that stupid mask on.
I said the beach is closed.
The beach is closed? When are Grunions gonna stand up for their rights?
Will Karen Karanowski stop the impending Boogaloo Boy Civil War in time? Will Professor Mendelsohn get out all his talking points? Will Alan Grunion ever get to the beach? Stay tuned for the next Grunions!
Grunions. Grunions.
All the rules. The rules are very simple. You guys have to help me count. And I'll take you for your word. And if I have a different count than what you have, we'll figure it out through tape or whatever.
Yeah. Get on.
But we also have other people. So this is what you're playing for.
Yeah.
The real hardware. Are you gentlemen ready?
Let's get it on.
All right. Let me get out of the way. Let's do this.
Is there a whistle signal? What are we doing?
Yep. Hey man, if you ain't going down, I ain't going down.
Here we go.
Gentlemen, ready, set, go.
Look at these magnificent men go in. Go. Push. Harder. Harder. They're going. Oh, man. Look at this. What a display of manlyhood is this.
Oh, what was that?
My God.
Get the docket here. Get the docket here. Hey. Hey.
Marco's not even doing it right.
All right. We have official numbers. Let me discuss with the other judge.
That ain't right.
Elisa, come here.
I saw this guy rubbing his muscles what? The whole time.
What? Oh, I was doing push-ups. What are you talking about?
This is racist.
That was clean.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, come on.
What's come going on over there?
Come on, I had the most.
I did him right.
What's going on?
This is me.
What's going on over here? I had the most.
I did him right.
This is a rig job now.
I did it right.
This is a setup. Come on.
The fix is in.
All right, come on.
Fix is in.
So after talking with the judge, now some of you guys, we're going to have to go over next time what a push-up is, Marcos.
I did it right.
It was a little bit ridiculous. Those were something other than push-ups.
We were hugging the ground.
I did it right.
Literally. Rob,
right.
You were doing great. I don't know what happened there. Dew was a machine.
It was a system.
Dew was a machine.
Come on, get to the...
Dew was a machine, and I ain't even going to lie to you.
I didn't see him do 20.
I'm not even going to lie to you.
The old man.
If his back went out, he probably beats you all.
Man.
Nah. Now.
Come on, man.
Based off of what I talked... When I talked to the judge, what we figured out... Talked with the other judge, and... We both tallied up the numbers that we had, and we really feel that the winner of the first push-up champion and new champion is Owen, the Destroyer. Destroyer.
Classic monster.
He beat you. He beat you. Hey, I had a count. The count was 51 to 50. Schroyer wins. 51 to 50, Schroyer wins.
That's ridiculous.
Schroyer wins.
All right.